The heat's definitely bearing down. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
In our vicinity, we're in South Madison County. Our main farm has received approximately 2 inches of rain since the first week in May till today, to presently. I would dare say that in our area, we're 20 inches below normal.
Madison County farmer George Jones says he's never seen a drought quite like the one gripping much of the state now. He and several other farmers were on hand for Senator Bob Corker's press conference held Monday in Carroll County.
I am fifth-generation farmer. In my lifetime, I've never seen anything like that. We've had dry spells. We've all endured it, and we're proud that we got the rain we got, but never have we had a continuous situation like that. No. And my father, and as long as he's been farming, he's 86 years old, has never seen the dryness as we're in the midst of right now.
Carroll County farmer Guy Williams says his 1,200 acres each of corn and cotton are now facing a tough road ahead for any kind of recovery. With these 100-plus degree days and no rainfall in sight, it's going to be a difficult situation to climb out of.
They're cut about half, the corn is, and the cotton. It's been holding up pretty good until these few weeks. If you don't get a rain, it's going to be cut tremendously too.
Senator Corker told farmers it's time America understands what they're facing and why it's important that they get our full support for producing our food, fiber, and fuel.
Obviously, there are tremendous financial needs in every area. We saw the bridge the other day in Minneapolis, and there'll be talk of infrastructure. There's health care issues, but certainly this needs to be kept in that mix and in balance because we certainly need to make sure that in our country we have a stable source of clean and secure food.
Some tough times for Tennessee farmers. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.